Hi, everybody. Welcome back to Raw and Nerdy. I am Joe the Widget, and I am joined by my amazing, I've heard you use intrepid, nerdiest co-host, Mr. Rook.
What's up, everybody? I am tired. Been a long week, but I'm here for y'all, so let's get to it.
And Mr. Archon.
I am energetic and still here for you. Let's do this!
We've got a lot to talk about tonight, but mostly we're going to be talking about WonderCon. This is coming up next weekend, and you will probably not be getting an episode next Monday, but more likely Tuesday or Wednesday of next week. Most likely Wednesday. Reason being is we're going to be at WonderCon and recording, editing, and producing a show. Sunday night's going to be practically impossible. So I'm going to push it a couple days when I can get through all the audio and I can get everything set up for you guys.
But you will most likely be getting more than one episode next week because...
Oh, yes.
Well, that following week because, yeah, we're going to have a lot of content to bring to you guys.
Yeah, I'm going to be... I took the April 2nd and 3rd off just so I can work on audio all day, every day.
And we're just going to get tired of our voices by the time he's done.
I think I'm not already, but yeah.
Wow.
He went there.
We've got a lot to do. I'm super excited. We're about 4 days away from us meeting up in LA and Anaheim.
Mm-hmm. I'm excited.
Yeah. Me
Five
too.
5 days away from the first day of the con.
You know what's super exciting? Is that according to my phone, let me pull it back up. I just had it and it went away because my phone got... Okay, according to my phone, on Thursday when I arrive in Anaheim, it's going to be 72 degrees.
What's it
and
there?
Where I'm from right now, it has been snowing the last couple days. It is currently flurrying outside. And it is currently 34 degrees, so...
Hopefully the weather on your end doesn't delay your flight on Thursday.
No, it won't. Thursday here, it's supposed to be sunny and 44, so there shouldn't be anything messing with my flight, so...
I was supposed to be golfing this weekend, but the weather report said, oh, slightly windy in the morning, but clear, slightly cold. Nah, it was raining both mornings.
Yeah, storming, I see a little rain in Anaheim... On Saturday and Sunday, but nothing we can't handle.
We'll be mostly indoors. Won't be a big deal. There was something else awesome. I was just going to mention, and I completely spaced it.
We will be highly utilizing our Instagram, Raw Podcast One, when we're there, because I'll be taking a lot of photos and a lot of videos, and I'll be posting directly to
Instagram. Even talk Rook into... trying out his video editing skills and posting a little YouTube video or two of our experiences there.
Maybe.
Even I can experiment with it, but, you know, Rook said he wanted to try, so I'm going to let him. I do all the audio.
Yeah. I like that idea.
Why?
Google
you don't have
will
to
be
do
my
it?
Friend.
Yeah. Google's the greatest teacher ever. In IT, we have 2 degrees. One from the college we went to, and second is a degree from Google U.
Yeah.
Which I still use every day in my job. How do I do this again? I forgot. Speaking of which, we're going to go ahead and get into our weeks really quick, which is not really quick because we've got a few things to talk about. One in particular that all three of us have been engrossed in all week. Mm-hmm. And then we're going to get into the news and then we're going to get into some WonderCon stuff. We're going to talk about what we're going to go see at WonderCon, or we're going to try to see and do, so you guys have a good idea of what we're going to be talking about during our upcoming WonderCon episodes. And I'm planning on releasing an episode every 3 days, depending on what the guys want to do, because we might just release it once a week, but nah. What do you guys think?
We'll see.
Nah.
Yeah, we'll figure it out. You'll get it.
Once a day.
No. We'll let you guys know when the frequency of the release is going to be once it's decided, once we figure out how much content we have and how many we're going to produce.
One in the morning, one in the evening, every day. Until we run out.
Then it would be like 10-minute episodes.
No.
Podcast in the morning.
Whole hours.
Podcast in the evening.
Whole hours.
Podcast up to 10.
And so which one of you is going to be helping me edit?
Archon.
Hey, show me how while we're there. And then we'll have multiple knowledge.
All right, Rook. I know you've been working a ton, like 7 days in a row. So what else have you been up to, man?
Work.
Yeah, we mentioned that.
What do you mean, what else?
Some more work.
What else?
Played Conan for a bit with these guys. Been all of our rage lately. I gave it another week before we jump into another game. Need to figure out if I want to cosplay for WonderCon, but with how late it is, I don't think I'm going to. Thought about doing Malcolm Reynolds, but it's 4 days away, so... Well, 4 days for him to post it a video.
I'm going to be going all 3 days. I'm going to be cosplaying as a podcaster.
Same. For Raw Podcasts.
I'm going to go as his character. He called himself the Widget.
Yep.
Yep.
You should go as an author, man. You should go as an author.
Right? I ordered some copies of my book, but I'm not going to be in time, I don't think.
Yeah. Otherwise, I haven't really done a lot because I've been working a lot.
That happens. It was a very, very, very busy week for me at work. Nonstop all week. I think I worked 9-10 hour days the entire week. So it was not exactly fun, but you know, it's work, it's life.
Yeah, I hate being an adult sometimes.
I actually had a pretty busy week at work myself, and this week is not going to be so much a busy week at work, but it is going to be a busy week because I got to get everything where I have a large family. I have 4 kids and a wife, and got to get everything situated and in a good spot where I can comfortably leave for 4 days and know that everything will stay together. So
hopefully
that's my week. I have a 2-year-old. Nothing stays in one piece.
No, especially your 2-year-old. That guy's a little destructive storm.
He is a little tornado. The only time he's peaceful is when he's asleep. But love him to death.
That's the thing about kids. You love them to death no matter how much torment they put you through.
Mm-hmm.
My son and my daughter know all about that.
Yeah.
My son's 23 and he still puts me through torment.
Y'all make me feel left out. I don't have any kids.
Not yet, homie. One day.
At my age,
I'm never going to have kids.
You have fur babies. I can see one right there behind you.
Watch, next year...
I have fur babies.
We're going to be talking about how little Rook's coming into the world.
That'd be funny.
And we could rub it in his face, so bookmark this, guys.
I got my fur babies.
Even though I did work a lot this week, I did get to spend some free time playing Conan Exiles as well. We got pretty far. We kind of smashed the Isle of Sipta, which is like the expansion for Conan Exiles.
You did. Me and Rook were just hanging in the back.
Building. Yeah, we're just sitting there building. I built my nice little treehouse.
Yeah, I kind of crushed it. Cleared all the dungeons. Did pretty much everything there was to do. And then we were kind of talking about mods and how we wanted to possibly add a couple mods to the server. And then we got talking about the Exiled Lands and how everyone says that the mainland, the Exiled Lands, is actually a lot more fun than the islands. So then we were like, well, if we're going to add mods. Yeah, they're like, we kind of decided that if we're going to add mods, we might as well, you know, start on that main server too, or the main land. So we decided late this week to start over from scratch on the new world and do everything over, except this time we're, instead of all building our own separate little things, we're like building villages and stuff together, and it's been coming along really awesome. I really like how it's worked out.
Here's a little story for you guys really quick. So earlier in the week, I was being a little punk to my 2 best friends because work was just a nightmare. And I took it out on my buddies, you're not supposed to. And as recompense, I told Archon, like, okay, dude, let's do it. And I'm glad I did. And I'm glad we did, because I'm having way more fun now than on the Isle.
Yeah, and I know that we'll still be playing this game in more than a week.
Nope, we're going to give up in a week.
Nope, because in a couple days, we're going to not be playing anyway, because we're going to be at WonderCon, and then half the week we're going to be at WonderCon, so we won't even get to play. So then we'll be like, I can't wait to
Or watch, we'll be in the hotel room playing.
Like, we got a panel coming up. Do we want to go to it? I got to finish this building first. Yeah.
No, I was talking about after the con.
Yeah.
We'll leave there at like 2 o'clock in the afternoon. Okay, that's all I need to see for the day. Go back to the room and play.
Nah, I got, you know, based on what I saw, there's a lot of panels I want to go to and I want to see. So
if we can go to them.
I mentioned 2 p.m. because that's the time that the panels start on Friday.
Yeah.
What time?
They start at 2 p.m.
Oh, yeah, on Friday, yeah. Yeah, we got plenty, but that gives us plenty of time to walk around the con and stuff. But I mean, we'll talk about that here in a minute, but yeah, I mean,
the way I look at it, we'll probably get a lot of our showroom floor stuff done Friday before the panels and stuff start.
Yeah. And then we'll Saturday, the panels start at like 10, so.
Yeah. Saturday and Sunday, they start a little bit late. They start a bit earlier.
Yeah, I actually enjoyed starting on this new map. We built a little starting area, which is exactly that. It's just got a few little crafting stations, a small building or two. And that's about it. It's just a little place to start. And then we kind of moved our way in.
It has one building that you built. I built an outhouse, and we have a few animal pens.
No. Rook built a circular tower-y-looking building.
Mm-hmm.
So it's got a couple buildings. And then we moved in, and we moved inland and found a place that has just a crap ton of the main resource you need, which is iron. That's where we decided to set up our little village. And I was involved in making the smithing/forge house. And I kind of went with a different type of build than I usually do. And I think I really liked the way it turned out. It came out kind of cool.
Yeah, it's nice.
And then these guys, you know, did their builds, and we have like a whole massive village. Widget actually brought his son over to it today, and he's like, holy crap, you weren't kidding when you said there was actually a village here. Because it's big. It's like, it's pretty decent size.
But, pets everywhere and dancers dancing.
Widget and I went scouting today and found a really awesome place where we're planning to build like our city, which is going to be just like large scale. That's why I know we'll still be playing in more than a week, because that city alone is going to take us a long time to build. So yeah. I'm not worried.
Yeah, except plan on going all out and making my castle look like a little toy shack compared to the we're going to go on there.
Yeah, we're going grand scale, and we're going to have like city streets and shops and a residential district and a like.
That's
red
one thing
district.
I was complaining about the setup of the little road walkway designs they have in the builder, and I think it would work better with an elevated I can't think of the word I'm looking for now. Foundations.
Yeah. I think we're gonna have to do something along those lines, but I think we should do like streets and things like that, and then like I said, have our little districts, have our little like red light district,
which would be very easy to do with all the performers.
Yeah, but we picked this awesome spot with, like, it's like a nice little horseshoe that goes around a big lake and has, like, an aqueduct over top with a waterfall coming down. It's awesome. It's going to look really cool.
Yeah, with the snowy mountains in the background and the plains on the other side.
We just got to figure out aesthetic.
Yeah, just correct me if I'm wrong, but I'm pretty sure that we...
You're wrong.
Talked about how we were going to kind of document this big city build too, and we'll kind of talk to you guys about it and let you know what we're doing and how we're doing it, and take pictures and post them on our Discord, which if you're not a member of our Discord yet, shame on you. You need to get on there so you can see all this and see all the cool stuff that we're going to be doing, because it's going to be a lot.
Yeah, what's our Discord?
discord.gg/rawpodcasts. That's podsa or CASTS. Wow, suddenly I can't spell. PODCASTS. Raw podcasts. Yeah, join up. You can see all the fun stuff that we're doing, because we're gonna be posting a lot. So
I'm probably gonna
be posting a lot during WonderCon in there too. So
oh yeah, I'm pretty sure we are. I'm gonna probably some exclusive pictures that we're looking to put on Discord.
Yeah,
I'm gonna probably do some pictures. Some screenshots of our village pretty soon and put them up before we move out of it.
If you've ever sat there and thought, man, I wonder what it looks like at 6 a.m. with Rook snoring, that might be in there. You never know. You never know what we might come up with in Discord.
No, that'd probably be me.
That could be too. Or me.
All of a sudden.
I'm the East Coaster, so I'll be the one that's awake way before you guys.
Yeah, probably.
No, you won't. I get up at 5 o'clock in the morning, West Coast time, so on a regular basis.
If you two wake me up,
that's 8 a.m. my time. I'm already at work by then. I'm already at work by 8 a.m. my time.
Oh, let me rephrase that. That's my sleep-in time.
If I get woken up before 7 a.m., someone's dying.
So here's what we're going to do. We're going to wake up I'm going to have a, there's going to be a video of me and Widget passed out snoring. And then we're going to wait until you go to sleep and then videotape you snoring.
Oh, I'll definitely be snoring. I guarantee that. There's no doubt about that.
Earplugs. That's what I'm going to bring with me. Got it.
Yep. Yep.
I'm afraid to wear earplugs when I sleep. Listen to
music or something.
My week was pretty much the same as these guys. Work and going over Conan. I mean, they covered literally everything for me already. So, let's move on to the news.
Yeah. I didn't talk about what you built or anything like that. I purposely didn't because I figured you probably would.
Well, yeah, I mean, I put in the carpenter shop pretty much.
There it has, you go. The carpenter shape.
It only took me 3 times. You guys don't hear the other two mess up. Which is a nice little building. I made it kind of a Western style look and feel to it with even a wagon out front.
Yeah, I like the wagon. That was a nice touch.
And I built a really quick building was just like our storage / bank area where we put all of our stuff together in storage. And yeah, I put in a little area for all of our pet taming. I've been taming a lot of pets. I have a white tiger. I have, which is a greater version of the tiger. I have a greater crocodile, a greater shellback, a greater hyena, and a greater elephant.
Your primary pet's the white tiger, right?
I use him in our village area. I move my primary, my big dog, the shellback. He's my tank, pretty much. I put him in the new location because that's where we're going to wind up anyway. And he's already level 12.
Yeah, we all have these greater turtles that we have.
Yes.
That we all named after various Ninja Turtles. Mine is Raph.
Mine's Donnie.
I got Mikey.
And another friend of ours in chat in the game is running Leo.
Yep. And we also have a big giant crocodile named Leatherhead. We have a Bebop and Rocksteady. We've kind of my main companion that I use is a guy that I tamed. I named him Casey Jones. Well, just
I had April, but she got killed.
Yeah. But you didn't make her a redhead, so she wasn't truly April.
You couldn't tell. She had the mask on and everything. She could have been for all you know.
I know. Trust me, I know.
I don't like the redhead, so she was brunette. She was the brunette version of April O'Neil.
The Megan Fox version?
Yeah. The hotness. All right. Yeah, we're going to be doing a lot in this game. We've all been... It's awesome because we're all three able to play together in it, kind of collaborate on these projects. It's been a lot of fun.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I really cannot talk tonight. It's not a good thing to have a problem with when you're doing a podcast.
I've already gotten 30 or 28 out of the 36 achievements possible.
Yeah.
According to the team.
I barely got my other character to 60 before we moved over. But my current character is almost 50, so he's moving along pretty quick. I had a lot of free time this weekend.
You're almost higher level than me on this one.
Yeah.
You're higher than me most of the time.
I had a lot of free time this weekend, which is super rare, and I utilized it.
I utilized it. I play video games.
Exactly. What I want to do. That's my relaxing.
I haven't. Even when we were on the island, y'all were outpacing me because I focused on building, and that was it.
Yeah. I went from level 40 or level 30 to level 60 just by building. But I was on a little bit more than you were because of your schedule.
A little bit?
Yeah, a little bit.
Let's see. You or Archon both at least doubled my game time.
Then Archon quadrupled you because he was at least double mine.
I'm curious on your Steam what it says is your total play time right now, Brooke.
153.5 hours.
But that also counts when you played before, doesn't it?
Yep.
Oh, I'm at 128 hours right now.
My last 2 weeks is at 94 hours.
I was nowhere near 100 when I played. I put more hours in recently.
Yeah, I'm at 128.3.
So, in the news, 4,400 human brains have been preserved, which is the fascinating thing about this is that there's a couple of them that date back to 12,000 years. Actual tissue that still survives. And there's some of these examples are from the North Pole explorers. back in the 17, 1800s. Inca sacrificial victims that date back to 15, 16, and even 1300s. Spanish Civil War soldiers. And about a quarter of these brains came from bodies without any preserved soft tissue at all. So no muscle, no skin, kidneys, nothing. Except for a little tiny shrunken brain fitting inside of a skull. They say that the brains persist when other soft tissue degrades, and they don't know why. There's a couple of different speculations and theories based off of like the chemical makeup of the brain, a lot more calcium and things like that, but they're still not sure about it.
I have a theory. Maybe because it's completely encased in bone where nothing else on the body is.
That is a running theory. That it is protection, but they've had full preserved brains from skull tissue that was completely cracked open or half missing in the case of the Inca. Yeah. So that theory has merit up to the point where you look at some of them and that were just completely exposed for thousands of years and still are there. And it was very gross seeing the pictures of some of these brains, but yep. That was a very fascinating little piece of information. So Apple is researching a way to drop the Siri phase altogether and listening with AI instead to determine when a person is intending to speak to their phone. And I have absolutely no idea how they plan to pull this off unless they plan on activating the phone cameras all the time, which is massive concerns.
That is massive concerns. And at the same time, not everybody looks at their phone when they're going to talk to Siri.
Yeah.
Right. And also, like, if you activate the camera like that, that's going to drain the battery.
Mm-hmm.
Or if you have AI running nonstop in the background waiting for you to talk, that's going to drain your battery like crazy.
Or if it's waiting for specific phrases like, what is this or why that? If you're talking to a friend about something, you go in conversation, you ask them a question, and suddenly your phone's answering you, that's just going to, that's not good.
That's what I'm afraid of. I hope they keep the Siri phrase because I like to distinguish when I'm talking to it.
Yeah.
Yeah, that seems like it'd be a major privacy concern if your phone is like basically... I already feel like my phone is listening to me nonstop anyway because...
Your phone is. Have you ever activated Facebook on your phone and put it away and then talk about something? All of a sudden, all your ads are based around that one thing you talked about?
Yeah, I was just going to say that. It's crazy. Like, that's why I feel like it's listening to me all the time because it's like... Whenever I start talking about something, that seems to be the only ads that it shows me. It's like, all right.
I can get into ways why that's not necessarily true, but some of it is. Like, if you're on particular apps, it will activate it, which is shouldn't happen.
No, I mean, I could be sitting there talking to my daughter about, like, eczema medication, not looking anything up, but just talking to her about, like, different medication for her eczema and stuff like that. Like, the other day, I was talking to her about this, like, honey stuff that they have now. It's like an eczema honey, and I was talking to her about it, and literally the next time I opened my phone, it was just nothing but ads for eczema honey. It does it all the time, stuff like that. And I wasn't searching for it or anything. I was just talking to her about it. So I don't know, it's weird.
Ever heard of mass paranoia? I'm just kidding. But yeah,
in this day and age, can you really call it mass paranoia?
And they are, all the phone manufacturers are looking into ways to utilize AI as the core makeup of the operating system. Google's already started doing that with a rudimentary version of the AI in the latest Samsung phones. I'm sorry, Samsung, not Google.
I am so tired of AI.
Yeah, welcome to the club. I was looking up articles for this show all week, and I'd say about 90 to 95% of all the articles are AI based.
Yeah.
Now I'm just getting a little fed up with it. So I only put one AI article in here.
You know why?
This is the big thing.
It's because you were just talking about AI last week, so now all of a sudden all they're showing you is articles about AI.
Right. Yeah, sure. Okay. How's that foil hat coming along?
Listen, I'm going to show you the definition of mass paranoia when you have to sleep in the same room as me for 4 days.
So you guys want to know a messed up little article?
No, because I don't want my phone to look at or show me articles about it for the next
week. Yes, because I want his phone to show articles about it for the next week.
Yeah, put your headphones up next to your phone so they can hear this.
Yeah.
Orchard therapeutic. Therapeutics has developed a drug to cure MLD. And I'm not going to go into what that is. You can look it up. It's a really complicated name that I do not want to try pronouncing over the air. It's a rare disorder that affects about 40 kids in the U.S. every year. And this drug they developed is a gene therapy.
Not that hard to say.
It's a pain.
Metachromatic leukodystrophy.
Yep, whatever. That's it. That's
yeah, and I'm fumbling over basic words tonight. Think I'm going to do that?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay, I get it.
Yeah, normally I would, but not tonight. Here's the messed up part about it. Yes, it's a life-saving drug for these kids that can really, really help them, but it comes at a price tag of $4.25 million wholesale cost.
Yeah, that's really messed up, to be honest.
That's per insane. Dose.
That's insane.
And the reason they justify this is because they have to hire all these people to manufacture the drug. And when it's only 40 people a year that could possibly use it in the U.S., we gotta make a profit somehow.
Really?
That's effective.
You're telling me you're paying that many people that much money to make this drug?
That's their justification, which I don't agree with, because if you think of it this way, it's a rare disorder that affects 40 kids a year on average. Mm-hmm. That's not counting how many new cases versus old cases that are still going, stuff like that. That's just an average. So it could be more 1 year, could be less the next. I don't agree with that cost. And I'm not going to get into the argument about it.
Yeah, I don't think really anyone does. And that big pharma is screwed up. And a lot of people will agree with that. I think most people will agree with that.
And the stupid thing is, though, is that we're talking about saving somebody's life here. Why are we making a profit off of that?
Ask the lady who increased the cost of EpiPens by a significant amount.
Is our U.S. military making a profit off of keeping us safe and saving our lives? No. So why are these drug companies making billions of dollars?
Ask the same thing to hospitals, to doctors, to nurses.
See, we're gonna get into politics here, so I gotta I gotta step out because this is driving.
Take a backseat, buddy. Yeah, we could get into a massive rant, and I think all three of us would be pretty much on the same page on this. Actually, I'm guaranteeing that we would be. On the other note, Apple is being sued by the U.S. Department of Justice for a cell phone monopoly. Now you're thinking that they're not the only cell phone manufacturer. How is that possible? It's not about manufacturing the cell phones. It's what they have on their cell phones that's creating the monopoly. And in particular, their app store. Because no one is allowed to have a competing app store. And they charge upwards of 30% commission for every app that's produced on their app store. Which is highway robbery for a lot of these people. So it jacks up the price for everybody else. Which has been causing the prices of the Apple iPhone to go skyrocket and skyrocket and skyrocket. Yeah.
I've been saying this for years. I hate Apple because they're so proprietary on all their stuff.
Yes, same.
I do not agree with how they operate, and that's why I prefer Samsung.
See? Yeah. And you can't do a lot of the things on an Apple phone. It's way too dumbed down that you can do on for instance, a Galaxy phone. I can do so much more, customize so much more than you ever could on Apple. And you're not going to convince me otherwise. A lot of people have tried. It doesn't happen.
All right. This is coming from a guy who went from Samsung to Apple and back to Samsung. I prefer Samsung, but there is one thing I do like better on Apple, and that's just predictive text.
Yeah, the messaging they do on Apple is a lot better than other phones, especially Androids. There's another phone manufacturer that's only sold in Europe that can compete with that. For some reason, are not allowed to be sold in the U.S. I think it's because the country that manufactures them. And I forgot the name of it. It's a big brand, too.
It's because it competes with Apple. I had Samsung, and I went to iPhone. I got my first iPhone at the iPhone 2. And I currently have a 13, I think it is what I have. And I've had nothing but iPhones since. So,
like I said, I had one iPhone. And the only reason I had that iPhone is because it was the smallest modern cell phone you could find. And that was the 13 mini.
The weird thing is, I don't know, everybody swears by Samsung, but anytime I've ever picked up somebody who has a Samsung's phone, oh, Samsungs are so much easier to use. If I pick up like my sister's phone and try to like do something on her phone, I can't do anything. I don't know how to, it's so complicated. You got to go into 47 menus just to find the settings. It's the most complicated thing ever.
Really? You're overblowing that bad. I just swipe down and there's my settings button right there.
I don't even have to swipe down. It's like on my main menu. It just says settings. Bang, right on. Well, I have my
text. This is going to be funny. I could put the widget for settings on my app, on my home screen if I wanted to. Yeah, that's right. I thought that was going to be funny when I said it.
WIDIGI, whatever. You know what I mean?
Different widget. But different widget. I mean, it's just like, if I try and use my sister's phone, like there was one day I was trying to figure out how to like do, I don't remember what I was even trying to do. I was trying to pull up something for my son on her phone. And I'm like, you're going to have to do this because I have no clue how that thing works. It does not work like normal. It's not okay.
Okay. I'm going to show y'all on the webcam. There's my Samsung. There's my work phone, which is Apple. They're both just as easy to use. I think you're just trying to blow smoke.
Maybe because you're used to using both and I'm not. I'm only used to using one, so.
Yeah, I have my Samsung, my personal phone, my Z Fold, that's awesome, and my iPhone for work, and I hate that iPhone so much. I just can't do near what I need to do with it.
Well, yeah, I would hate a phone that for work, too, just simply because anytime it rings, I dread looking at it because it's from work. But
yeah, that's not the case. This is what I can and can't do with it. Me being IT, I actually can do some remote stuff, but I can't do it with that phone. I have to go to my own personal phone to do some of those things. I've been looking for that manufacturer.
I think that's user error.
No, it's no.
I think it's user error for you.
I've never seen anything that anybody can do on a Samsung that I can't do on my iPhone.
Oh, and I've never seen anything there's on an iPhone that I can't do on my Samsung.
Well, then I guess they're pretty equal.
That's the problem. I'm comparing apples to oranges when they both are pretty, based on where they were, they're both pretty simple to use.
Why can't I find this manufacturer?
I think we're comparing green apples to red apples, actually.
Yeah, there you go.
Why can't I'm ignoring these two as they blabber on. I'm trying to figure out what this stupid manufacturer is. It's really popular.
Let's get on the rest of the news.
Yeah. Anyway, it's gonna drive me nuts.
We can get to our actual topic before we run out of time.
Yeah. Anyway, movies. What do we got?
So I saw this article and I'm just laughing when I read it. Apparently, every live-action Spider-Man movie is returning to theaters for Spider Monday starting April 15th.
Yeah.
Starting with Spider-Man 1.
I've seen the trailers. I mean, not the trailers, but the posters up at the movie theaters and stuff. Yeah, they're bringing them all back to theaters.
Oh, that's what it was. The OnePlus.
Oh, I've heard of them, and I thought at one point they were in the U.S. at one point.
Them are not popular in the U.S., and there's one that's banned, and I still can't find the name of it. But anyway, continue on.
This article made me think. The new trend is not remaking movies. Now we're just going to re-release old movies.
Well, yeah, because every time they make new movies, they've been failing lately.
Because they keep remaking movies instead of making new stories.
Well, even some of the new stories have been failing completely. One of the big ones is, that Lady Spider one.
Oh, gosh, Madam Web.
Madam Web, that one was one of the biggest flops in movie history.
Hopefully that's not one of the Spider-Man movies that they bring back to theaters for Spider Monday.
Oh, they won't bring that anywhere ever again. They're going to try to erase that from history.
Which one?
Madam Web.
I hope so. I haven't seen Madam Web, but with all the comments I've heard and read about it, I don't want to see it.
My daughter and my wife went and saw it. Even though they knew it was going to be a train wreck, and they still came back and was like, why? Why did we just do that?
My son's a Spider-Man fan, and he went and saw that, and he called me up and said, Dad, don't ever go see that movie.
And you're like, I was never planning on it.
Not planning to. I knew it was going to be a train wreck from the get-go.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know what it is. It makes no sense as to why they can't come up with decent movies. Are we being too picky?
No, it's there's political reasons why they're doing it, and it has a lot to do with So we're gonna avoid
some,
that.
There's been some good movies that have came out recently.
Yes,
there's just
Dune Part Two, great example.
Yeah, Dune Part Two. Yeah,
one of the best movies I've ever seen, and it came out recently. But that's like a diamond
in the rough.
Even
Dune is a remake. Even Dune is a remake.
Yes, yes, and no. It's based off the same story, but it was not remade up remade from the previous movies.
Now
it's
on the
it's another movie based off the same thing that the other movie was based off. Therefore, it's a remake.
Or how about a 30-year, close to a 30-year sequel?
Yeah, Beetlejuice.
Beetlejuice, Beetlejuice.
Oh yeah, Beetlejuice, Beetlejuice. That one looks good.
I do agree with your comment about I hope they make a part three.
Yeah, if they make a part three and they don't call it Beetlejuice, 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 then that's just poor marketing.
We're doomed.
Yeah, you said that, and I'm like, the first movie that came to mind was Twisters that's coming out this year. I'm like,
that's another
30-year sequel.
There's a lot of movies they made recently that were just really long sequels. Delayed sequels.
The feeling that Beetlejuice, Beetlejuice is going to be pretty good, though.
Well, it's like I explained before with you guys. It's we're the consumer age now. So they're playing on our nostalgia to get us to buy the tickets.
True.
I think that one's going to be good, though. I do. I don't think Twisters is going to be very good, but I think Beetlejuice, Beetlejuice will be.
I have not seen a movie with Michael Keaton in it that I don't like.
He's a really good actor. But again, one from our generation, because they all rock.
Yeah.
I watch The Nerdist every now and then on YouTube. He's one of my favorite critics to watch. He was talking about how, like, the actors from our generation made iconic movies. You went and see movies because they were in it. Nowadays, you got these actors, and none of them are iconic. They're just money grabs.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you can't name an iconic movie that The Rock was in. They were all just money grabs. Yeah, he made some good ones, but they're passable.
I thought San Andreas was pretty good.
I wouldn't call that one iconic, though.
No.
Outside of The Lord of the Rings and outside of movies like The Expendables or John Wick. John Wick was an iconic series. I every time I think of Keanu Reeves, that is now the movie I think of. Not Matrix, not Bill and Ted's, but John Wick.
Yeah.
But they play to making a good... They don't play to making a great story with good actors anymore. They just play to making an action pack or a gory movie.
So what's this about X-Men 97?
It's out now.
Yes, it is.
I have heard nothing but good reviews about that.
I also, the only thing I've heard that, like, one guy was like, what did they do to my boy Gambit? Because they made him look kind of like...
There has been some criticisms out there about it.
I've heard that's all I've heard that's bad about it is that I heard one negative comment about them saying that they made Gambit kind of hipster. Weird. Like, he looks a little hipster. But other than that, like, I've heard nothing but good things about it. I watch a lot of comic critics, like Straw Hat Goofy, Soups, those kind of people. And everybody is like, from the opening theme to the end, it's solid. So I'm actually looking really forward to seeing it. I was going to watch it today, but I didn't have enough time. I, like, got a little kind of wrapped up in Conan, so I didn't have much time. So maybe I'll watch it tomorrow.
We were having fun. But, what can I say?
Yeah, we were kind of in our grooves, so. But I am going to watch it probably soon. Probably before I come see you guys, I'll probably have seen it, so.
That's the point. I really am not an X-Men fan at all, so I really don't have it on my radar.
Oh.
So, some of the criticism I'm seeing is they did some slight changes to, like, sound effects and stuff, but not much. But the biggest criticism this one person has, they're making us wait for episodes.
Oh, so it's not all out at once?
Nope.
Everyone's all spoiled. They're used to everything coming out at once now. When we were younger, we had to wait every week.
It's Disney. It's on Disney Plus. It's not real. They're doing their typical release in 1 week.
Dude, I thought they just released it.
That's another reason why I will not watch it.
Now,
I have to wait till it's all out and watch it at once.
We were talking about how movies are meh these days, but TV shows, they've been coming out with a lot of good ones.
Yeah,
whether it's through streaming services or on TV.
Yeah, three streaming platforms have reported a loss in the last 3 years.
Yeah.
That's weird.
TV
that's
shows just... can't make up everything. You have to have the movies selling.
But that's obviously because... Disney Plus being the number one on that on that list.
That's because for some reason television has gone from pay X amount for television to now we're going to put everything on streaming services, but there's going to be 19 different streaming services and they're all going to cost $10 a month or yeah, before, $15 a month, and you have to have all of them if you want to watch all of your shows.
Here's one of the big things that's different is prior to the streaming services, they had to fill time slots. There's only one show you could put on time slot per network, time slot. So they would have to go through and they would screen all these different ideas and shows to figure out the best one to put on different slots. And also most of the shows that were pitched and produced never made it to air. That's why they have the pilot episode. The pilot was the pitch episode.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Yeah, I get that. But that was still 100 times better than having to pay $190 a month if you want to watch all of your shows.
Yeah, he has a point.
I subscribe to, I think, 4 streaming services.
So what people end up doing in response to that is sharing passwords, obviously, which
now
is a no-no.
A few of them are cracking down.
Now all these different streaming services are cracking down on that, saying, oh, we're starting to lose money, so you can't share passwords. And now Disney, a bunch of people are just saying, oh, okay, then we're going to quit.
That's mostly Disney.
No, Netflix, that's also Netflix.
Netflix did it first, and then Disney's like, oh, hey, it's working for Netflix, so we're going to do it too.
But
Disney
both of those, never did it. Both of those companies, as soon as they announced that, started losing revenue.
There are two of the companies that reported a lot, have been reporting losses.
Yep, because people are saying, oh, well, if we're going to have to, you know, instead of me and four of my relatives sharing this $15 fee, if we have to each do it, well, we're just going to cancel it then because it's not worth it for one or two shows that we watch on there.
Mm-hmm.
Fair. Totally fair.
All right, guys. Yep. Let's talk about WonderCon.
Let's talk about WonderCon.
WonderCon is this convention that's located in Anaheim from March 29th to the 31st.
And the last day is on Easter Sunday.
It is. And it's the convention you go to when you try really hard to go to San Diego Comic-Con and can't get tickets.
Ladies and gentlemen.
As featured on the Big Bang Theory.
That is not a joke. We failed getting the tickets to San Diego Comic-Con and immediately looked up WonderCon.
we relived the Big Bang Theory episode that was
iconic. And it was funny because I didn't remember that episode until after we did it. And like months later, I found that episode. I'm like, oh my gosh, this was exactly us.
It's hilarious. So they have, the big difference between WonderCon and LA Comic-Con. One, the floor space at WonderCon is much bigger than LA Comic-Con. There's more vendors. There's more to do there. The one big difference, WonderCon has panels.
Yes.
So you go into these rooms, you watch these professionals speak about a certain topic. You get a lot of good information. We're going to be recording as much as we're allowed to in these, the ones that we go to, so you guys can get little bits and pieces of different topics and stuff like that. We're not going to record all of the panels, so I have to go through hours and hours and hours and hours of editing.
Challenge accepted.
I was telling Rook, based on the schedule, there's a good chance we may have to do a little bit of splitting up.
Yeah.
Because there are, like, I'm going through looking at these panels, and there'll be like 2-3 hour stretch where it's like, I don't know if there's anything really in there that I want to watch. And then, like, this is just random, but at like 3 o'clock, there'll be like 4 different panels at the same time that are all like, I want to go see those. Which one do I see?
Rook's going to want to go see military and cosplay at 4 on Friday.
Of course.
Yeah, not me.
Military and cosplay.
Yeah,
one of the people we got scheduled for an interview is a former sailor who cosplayed while she was...
That's at 4, okay, yeah. Yeah, I don't see anything else during that time that I would...
I'm actually looking at the Comic-Con Museum, but at that time slot, no, there's not really much. I might just join you guys on the military and cosplay one.
But, like, I noticed that, like, the Buffy and Firefly behind-the-scenes thing that looks really cool... is at the exact same time as the musical world of Avatar, The Last Airbender. It's like, oh, I'd like to see both of those.
Yeah.
Which one do you see?
That's where it gets
or the big one,
tricky.
The big one I noticed was on Saturday, there's How to Build Your Own Star Wars Droids, which I'm super interested in.
Which we got to go see, because the guy that me and Rook know is a part of that panel.
Right, but it's at exactly the same time as upcoming video games to be excited for in 2024 and beyond, which is going to give sneak peeks on a bunch of different upcoming games.
Oh, man, that
sucks. Which is also a huge one for the show. So that's one that it's like...
That really sucks.
We might need to split up. We might need to split up for that one, and one of us go to one and one of us go to the other, because we're going to
watch. That's true. But I think me, Joe... I think me and Widget need to drag you to the how to level up your Dungeons and Dragons game.
That one's on my list.
Here's the thing about these panels, guys. They don't fit. They don't just go for half an hour. Some of them will take an hour to an hour and a half.
Mm-hmm.
So you'll be going into the time slots past them. And one thing, like at 11:30, writing from Earth and Beyond is something that I'm interested in, but you guys probably are not.
See, that sucks, because a lot of the ones that I'm interested in are like one right after another, and then it's like, if I'm in this one, I'm gonna miss this one. So we're gonna have to like really get together and decide, okay, which ones do we want to go, which ones must we go to. If we need to split up and do more than one, then we will.
Yeah, that's something we're gonna have to look into. There's a few of them that are quite interesting. I'm mostly looking at not just the ones that I would be interested in, but things that would be really work really well for the show.
Yeah, same.
There's quite a few of them I'm actually interested in going to.
The Firefly one, like, we talk about that all the time on the show.
At least the Firefly portion is the best sci-fi show ever made.
Yeah, and Buffy.
The funny thing is,
they're both made by Joss Whedon. They're both made by Joss Whedon, which is huge.
Yeah.
And then, like... But, like, the musical world of Avatar The Last Airbender would also be cool, but then right a half hour later is the birth of the 1990 TMNT. So it's like,
What about the one at 5:30? Conan the Classics.
Nice.
That's based off of something different, though. I was watching that. It's based off Conan the Barbarian Colossal Edition.
There's a lot of these I am okay to never even think about, let alone go to.
The birth of the 1990 TMNT Mothership movie.
Yeah, that's what I was talking about. It's all based on like how the critics and everything, all the negative reviews of the first film, but even though they just kept pushing on anyway. And
And let us know what you guys want us to go to, so you can get some audio and stuff on, and we'll try to work it in the schedule.
8 p.m. I plan on going to the Star Trek Strange New World Subspace Rhapsody sing along.
Yeah,
you would.
I was talking to Rook earlier and telling him that I saw a panel on here that is Ghostbusters from a lawyer's point of view, asking questions about legal rights, like do they need to have a permit to carry their proton packs, and like all this other like legal questions about they're asking like lawyers and judges. And
we should
stuff
go out and be like, hey, we'll do a panel on podcasting, on nerd podcasting. Just if there's any kind of cancellations, we'll fill it.
I don't know about that. I don't know if I know enough to do a whole panel.
Oh, I love doing panels. I used to do them in the past, and they're so much fun.
Screw that. Saturday morning at 10 a.m., we're going to the Klingon Lifestyles WonderCon.
Oh, boy. You'd be lucky to get me in WonderCon at 10 a.m.
But at 9 p.m. on Friday, they have like a video games and mental health that sounds kind of cool. It's talking about all the positives of mental health in video gaming.
But they have the Idiot's Lantern sketch comedy show.
Exactly. That's what I'm saying. But there's the comedy show at the same time. Like,
okay, y'all go to the comedy show. I'll go to the mental health one because I actually relate to that one.
You can report back. See, that's what I'm saying. We might, but at the same time.
That's at 9 p.m.
But at the same time, there's also a puppet-filled D&D one-shot.
I need to go to that one, though.
And then Saturday at 9 p.m., again, a 9 p.m.er if we're even still there. But there's the Mythology of Final Fantasy, The Summoner's Guide to Summons. That sounds awesome. But yet at the same time, there's also Water, Earth, Air, and Fire Becoming the Avatar. And a trivia for the rest, a trivia thing.
So okay, like, hold up. Here's what.
And a pop culture fantasy draft.
Here's what gets me off a little bit. The exhibit floor hours all end at 7 p.m.
Yeah. But they still have panels going on later. Yeah,
they do.
Yeah.
So
Sunday ends at 5 p.m.
Here's one for you, Widget. I know you really want to go to this one. AI in entertainment and art.
I saw that. I'm so done with AI crap.
There it is. Ghostbusters, Law of the Afterlife.
Fantasy in the Shadows.
I saw one that had Rook written all over it.
How to make Halo cosplay and prop with Anvil Station. Tarzan. Now, man, there's a lot of interesting ones on here. The greatest cartoons ever. We need to go to that one and then bring Kilo back on.
They have a highlighted one here. How to build a cult following.
Yeah,
really?
There's an X-Men's fandom panel, too. That one looks cool. But there's one that I know you guys are going to want to go to, but it's not until 8:30. It's called The Gauntlet, a Dungeons & Dragons adventure.
Oh, yeah.
A bunch of people are going to play a D&D game. It's a live game. They use D&D 5e rules and will inevitably descend into chaos and shenanigans.
That's what every D&D panel game does.
Yeah, and there's
Boy Kills World.
Yeah, at the same time, they have a panel that interests me personally as a writer, and that's The Psychology of Romanticy.
Okay.
Which is about writing romance in fantasy-based settings.
That Boy Kills World film panel actually looks interesting because if I'm reading it right, the panel is given by the producer, Sam Raimi, and Famke Janssen's going to be there, and a couple of the other actors from the show.
Now, something I actually find really cool. They're having the Star Trek Discovery final season premiere screening there.
Yeah, yeah. I saw they're doing a screening of the first episode of season 3 of Ghosts, too, which is a hilarious show if you guys haven't watched it yet. Absolutely hilarious.
Here's another one for what you would like. Here's another one would you like. Writing in Other Worlds, media tie-in fiction.
Mm-hmm. Okay. There's a few of those that are
oh my god. Related. Mm-hmm. Swords to Success, applying LARP skills to real life.
Like I said, some of these are just what? Why? Why are you doing this? But there's the Nintendo Quiz Bowl.
Where? I missed that one.
3:30 on Sunday.
I'm down. 3:30. Oh, there it is. Nintendo Quiz. Oh. We gotta do it. There's a couple of them that I saw that you can like win prizes and stuff. I'm down.
How to get news coverage. I know, right?
There's also thought was pretty cool. That was like a 200th episode of some podcast or something like that. And they were going to be doing like a Q&A type thing. That'd be a cool, you know, being a semi-new podcast to go to like something like that and like see if we could pick up any pointers or tips, you know, lead us in the right direction so where we could hit our 200th episode.
Hey guys, here's us, old nerds, new tricks.
I have that one on my list too.
That's a must attend.
Old nerds, new tricks.
Mm-hmm.
Sci-fi, fantasy, and horror characters and stories.
Dude, Thursday we're gonna have to sit down.
Ooh,
figure out this is what we want to do on Friday.
Yeah, we'll have to sit down for dinner somewhere and just go over what we're gonna do.
Or whatever that bar place is, that the gaming bar thing that Rook said that he wanted us to go to.
Oh yeah, I forgot what it's called. I'll have to look it up later.
So many good panels here.
I see a lot of these panels are probably gonna have like 5, maybe 10 people at the most attend. Some of them are going to have hundreds.
So to me, what's funny is we were complaining about the guests that are going to be there. But then you read the panels, you say that's wherever their moneymaker is.
Yeah. Did you guys see the floor plan of this con?
Not this one, no.
Yeah, it's quite massive. The main exhibit hall, and that's just the exhibit floor. Artist Alley, it looks like it's bigger than what they had at LA Comic Con.
It's kind of funny because it, like, all these ones that I'm looking at that I was that I've been interested in seeing all seem to be in room 300C. Hmm. So that'll be easy.
So you just stay in 300C.
I'll go every way to get to room 300C. But this one looks interesting too. Fallout and the new wave of game based movies and shows.
Needless to say, there's a lot we're going to attend. A lot we're going to do there. I'm really excited for this. A lot of the vendors that are there that have reported there, are very interesting. Some of them that me and Rook have seen a few times at LA Comic Con.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to hit the showroom floor. We're going to check it out for you guys. The showroom floor actually looks like it's probably not as big as LA Comic Con if you combine both showrooms together. But they have all the different side stuff going on. All the different panels and everything. So that's what makes this much different.
Oh, this one looks like it'd be interesting to go to. Starship Smackdown. Smackadoom. They're going to take all your favorite space apologists, render a verdict on the ultimate cosmic conflagration as the Star Wars movies go into battle against the Star Trek films.
Ooh.
They have the games lounge. That's going to be fun. They have a whole D&D area with a whole bunch of indie game developers all around. That's going to be a lot of fun.
Luckily, you don't have to worry about parking.
There are over 1,600 vendor slots.
And we got to hit every single one of them.
Well, that's what Friday morning's for. I mean, we have hours and hours before the panel start.
What time is it open again? Or what time does...
It opens up Friday at, I think, like 11:30.
And the first panel, How to Level Up Your Dungeons & Dragons Game, doesn't start
until 2. Starts at 2. All right, cool.
So that gives us hours to walk away.
Get some lunch. You know, the usual stuff. Unless we eat a big breakfast, then I won't eat lunch at all.
Or I'll just go normal and have an energy drink.
Yeah, that sounds about right. All right, guys, I think it's about time we wrap up tonight's show. If you want to reach out to our podcast for business, for anything else you want to do, podcastforall@gmail.com. That's how you would email us for business, for questions, for also not recommend, but requesting things from us. That's the best way to do it. Or better yet, our Discord. You can reach out to us individually through Discord. We answer pretty much every single message that is sent to us or tagged to us in the Discord. Discord.gg/rawpodcasts, RAWPODCASTS. You can follow us on Instagram.
Our Instagram, as I mentioned earlier, is rawpodcast1.
I check that daily. We're on X as well, Podcast Raw, and we're on Facebook as well, Raw Podcast. You can follow us individually as well. I am at the Widget, T-H-E-W-I-G-I-T, at pretty much everything, X, Instagram, all the gaming platforms, Discord, you name it.
You can find me everywhere except for Steam and X at TomCat213. Steam and X is Rook213.
And you can find me on social media at TheArchon606, and you can find me on all video game platforms at QuickQWICK_D_606.
Thanks for listening, everybody, and we will be talking to you very soon from WonderCon.
Y'all stay classy now. You hear?
Have a great week, guys.